Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, August 5th, is the Feast of Our Lady of the Snow. This feast commemorates a powerful intervention of the Mother of God. In the year 352, a Roman aristocrat named Giovanni and his wife, having no children, consecrated their lives and their wealth to the Virgin Mary, and then they prayed, asking her what they should do. Mary appeared to Giovanni in a dream on August 4th, telling him to build a church in her name on the site where he would find snow the following morning. Bewildered by the dream, because it's usually as hot as hell in Rome in August, he went immediately to tell Pope Liberius, but that same night Mary had also appeared to the Pope and told him he too would find snow on the Esquiline Hill, where he would outline the dimensions of the new church. Then on that day, at the height of the Roman summer, snow fell. Faithful to the request of Mary, the Pope marked the walls of the church in the snow, had the architects draw a rendering, and Giovanni and his wife paid for the Basilica of St. Mary Major to be built. This miraculous event has come to be known as Our Lady of the Snows, which we celebrate by honoring the Church of St. Mary Major. But this feast is not about a church building. It's about the amazing reality that by prayer we can speak directly to God, to Mary, the saints, and the angels, and that they always answer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Did you know that this is considered the age of Mary? That Mary, the mother of Jesus and our spiritual mother, has been appearing with a greater frequency and urgency since 1830, when she brought to us the miraculous medal. Why does she come, and what is she saying? Well, she's made it abundantly clear. Her children, mankind, has turned away from God. And if we do not turn back, then each person is in danger of turning away permanently, separating themselves from God forever by their own free choice in hell. And so, what does any mother do when she sees her children in grave danger? She comes, begging her children to conversion, to turn from sin and turn back to God. And the easiest and most direct way to turn back to God is by prayer. Our Lady said, "Dear children, the Most High permits me to be among you, to pray for you, to be a mother to you, and to be your refuge. Little children, I am calling you, return to God and to prayer, and God will bless you abundantly." Have you made the commitment to prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, most people have never been taught how to pray, and that's a main part of our mission with the School of Faith, with these Rosary podcasts. So what is prayer? The great Teresa of Avila says, "Mental prayer is nothing else than an intimate sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with Him who we know loves us." So prayer is friendship with Jesus. And what does friendship take? Well, it takes time, talking, listening, and just being together. Now, vocal prayer is speaking to God silently or out loud. It could be using rote prayers, like the Our Father and the Hail Mary, or could just be speaking to God from the heart. But what do you think could be the danger of vocal prayer? Well, it can become mechanical. We can just say the words without thinking about the person we're speaking to. And actually, Teresa of Avila insists that vocal prayer doesn't count as prayer if you're not trying to pay attention to the Lord with whom you're speaking. But secondly, a relationship involves both talking and listening. People often say to me, God never speaks to me. And I ask, well, do you ever stop talking and listen? And Jesus said to St. Faustina, oh, if souls would only want to listen to my voice when I am speaking in the depths of their hearts, they would reach the peak of holiness in a short time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So in vocal prayer, we speak to God. In meditation, we listen to God. And the Catechism tells us that the two best ways of listening to God in meditation are first, the Rosary, and second, Lectio Divina, the prayerful reading of Scripture. And Teresa of Avila gives us three steps so that we can make either the prayerful reading of Scripture or the Rosary a meditation. The first step is to read or listen to something from the Word of God. And the Word of God is comprised of Scripture, tradition, the writings of the saints, and the magisterium, the teaching of the Church. That's why at the beginning of each decade, we give you a little truth from the Word of God, so that you can do the second step, to reflect or think about the Word of God in meditation. So while we pray the Our Father, the Ten Hail Marys, and the Glory Be, what we should be thinking about is the truth presented. To understand it, to love God for this truth, but then we have to apply it to our lives, and we have to ask ourselves, am I living this or not? And if I'm not living it, then I need to make the choice to live it. That's the resolution. the third part of meditation, the resolution to choose something practical and concrete to do that day based on your meditation to put it into practice. The resolution is the key to mental prayer. If we practice a resolution flowing from our meditation every day, then we will convert. We will change. If we don't practice a resolution, then we will not convert. We will not change. And in fact, we'll get worse, because unchecked vice makes a person worse, not better. So prayer is to lead to deeper conversion, but that means we must think about the truth, reflect on it, and then make a resolution to live it. That's how conversion works. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Francis de Sales tells us about the importance of the resolution. He writes, "The most important thing of all is that you cling firmly to the resolutions you have taken in meditation, so as to practice them carefully. That is the great fruit of meditation, without which it is often not only useless but harmful." Why so? Because the virtues upon which we have meditated, but not put into practice, sometimes puff us up so much in mind and heart that we think we are already what we are resolved to be, which no doubt is the case if our resolutions are solid and ardent, but when they are not practiced, they are useless and even dangerous. So what would be practical examples of a resolution? Well, how about today I will listen more than speak? Or how about this one? Today I'm not going to gossip. Or I'm overcome by anxiety and fear, and every time that feeling arises, I'm going to replace it with the choice to trust in Jesus. These are simple forms of a resolution. And what does a resolution help us to do? To convert. to change. And that's what Our Lady is calling us to, conversion. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I've been thinking quite a bit about Our Lady so insistently, so urgently calling the world to convert, but especially by this process of prayer. But she doesn't mean vocal prayer. She means meditation, because she keeps saying, I don't just want vocal prayer. I want prayer with the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And prayer with the heart means with your whole self, your whole soul, which means you got to get your intellect and your will involved. You got to get to pray with the heart means to get the intellect and the will, the part of you that thinks and the part of you that chooses how to live. Those got to get involved.
In a way, even though it's not a series on prayer, our series on how to correctly make decisions. I don't know how you define that series, but all of this is working towards the same objective, where we need to be unified and we need all of our ducks in a line, essentially.
In our soul.
In order to pray as we are asked to pray.
You know, it really is, we weren't given the basic understanding of the human person.
Mm.
That, yeah, we're body and soul. Everybody knows that. Most people know that. But the soul has three parts. The intellect, the feelings, and the free will.
Mm.
But nobody knows how those things work. The intellect is the part of your soul that's supposed to see, to understand what's right and wrong. And then the intellect tells the feelings. You should like this. You should dislike that. Do this, get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the feelings prompt the will. Choose this, avoid that. But in that order, which power determines the action? The intellect. The intellect sees what is true, decides, learns what is true and good or false and bad. And it then tells the feelings, like this, dislike that, which prompt the will, choose this, avoid that. So which one, which power of the soul determines actions? It's the intellect. But you're lost because...
I'm not lost, just some days I don't know what to do. I just mean mentally, I feel very clouded. I follow. I understand what you're saying. This is clear. I don't know what to like mentally respond right now. That's where my head's at. I'm just helping you there.
The reason I bring this up is because prayer with the heart, meditation is to get our intellect engaged so that we spend time with God learning and thinking about what's true, so that it will change our feelings, so that our feelings conform to what is right and wrong, which then prompt our will to make the right choice. But without mental prayer, our soul can't get fixed. Our soul can't get integrated. It can't get unified. This is the vital importance of prayer. This is why Our Lady's constantly calling us to pray. I guess my whole point is this. Mental prayer provides the very process to fix the soul.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people just think prayer is just saying words. And I got to keep saying more words.
Or making requests.
And you're probably just thinking in this conversation, I'm just making more words.
No, but it's, you got to think of prayer. I think Faustina said it so perfect. Not Faustina. The other one, Teresa. You could see how I could get confused. How Teresa said, it's just a conversation amongst friends. It's just, you wouldn't talk to any of your friends that way. Don't talk to God that way. It's not just words and it's not just requests.
Yeah, it's listening. But why do we want to listen? Why would Mary sit at the feet of Jesus and listen?
I don't know how to answer your questions when you know the answer.
Well, I want you to just, what do you think?
Oh, I've already forgotten the question.
Hmm.
This is where my head's at. This is just where it's at today.
Well, Mary wants to learn.
Mm.
She's not sitting there telling Jesus what she wants. She's there, I want to learn from you. Because I want to conform my life to you. I guess I see more and more why Our Lady, if she's calling for conversion, I see why she insists on prayer with the heart. Meaning you got to get the intellect and the will involved. Meditation. It's just becoming so much more clear to me why she's... Because people often say, I don't think Medjugorje is true because she keeps saying the same thing over and over and over and over. Pray with the heart. Why does she say it? Because it's the only way to conversion.
Mm.
And she keeps saying it because we're not listening.
Yeah, that'd be like sitting in class and you're like, I don't know, the teacher keeps giving me the same answer and I keep telling her she's wrong and she keeps giving me the same answer, so she can't possibly be right. It's consistent and that's how you know it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And if we'll commit to meditation and a resolution, we will change. Or we'll stop doing meditation.
Mm.
So sorry, I'm a little jazzed up about the world. I'm jazzed up about my own need for conversion and the world's need for
Sure.
conversion.
Oh, it's no fault of your own. I think I'm just. We have good days, we have bad days. No, I'm not gonna hide that.
That is true. Still awesome to have conversation with you.
If all I can do is listen, I'm glad to listen.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of good conversation and bad conversation and the rosary.
It was a fine conversation.
Share it with others.